Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, y'all, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I'm going to be sitting in with Lee Cockrell. Is going to be sitting in with me in the second hour. It is January the 30th, in the year of our Lord and Savior 2021. And listen, we had one hell of a first hour. We had Dr. Michael Hill on, just in case you're just now tuning in. We started the first of a series. Our theme of the show, in fact, the theme from every show from we have known in is going to be, as best we can, it's going to be solutions. What solutions? What are the solutions? How are we going to survive to best of our ability? How are we going to be able to hopefully gain victory over Satan? Satan, he's always with us. He never leaves. But we've had a Luciferian communist dictatorship. They stole the election here in the United States. And now they're getting ready to come after us. Things are going to get really bad, people. That was the theme for our first hour. But the theme, that was the thesis. Our theme was solutions. We want to get solutions. And if not us, if we don't get the solutions, who will? Okay, and Dr. Hill spent about the entire first hour outlining solutions, how we are going to survive and indeed fight back against these Luciferian Bolsheviks. And I would highly encourage you to listen to the first hour in case you miss it. He gives some practical advice on what you have to do. If you're a Christian, if you're white, and you want to survive, if you want your people to survive, you need to go and listen to that first hour in the archives if you did not do that. Also, since Dr. Hill was really rushed for time, I didn't name our donors, but I'd like to thank our donors who sent money in, who supported us this January. And, you know, I talked to one of them just today. His name is Frank White. And Frank White is he's a great guy. He's a wonderful human being. He has a heart of gold. He's like the heart of a lion, but he also has a heart of gold. He loves people. He really does. He's fighting for his people. He has, like me, he has meager resources, but I tell you what, he's uses them. He does not spare them. He certainly doesn't. We also have Charles, a.k.a. Chuck from Missouri, from up there on the Mississippi River. I won't use his full name because he might not want me to. You know, he lives in kind of a small community, but Chuck has supported us. I met him, that would have been the year 2019, up in Harrison, Arkansas. He wasn't there this past year when we were up there at the Knights Council, but I'm hoping he'll be up there this year, God willing, if we have that. So far it was Frank Hawaii supporters, Chuck from Missouri, and Ken. God bless Ken from New York. I wish I could talk to him sometime. Ken never misses a beat. It seems like just about every month he sends us something. And I really love that guy. I can feel good vibes from that man. And also the guys, I don't know their names, the guys from Champaign, Illinois. They sent some great literature in here. I can't read tonight. Hopefully I'll get to read some next week. But I got one more thing. Anytime people send me letters, I got one more letter on the internet. One guy from Missouri sent us about a week or two ago. I'm going to read it. I don't have time to read it tonight, but I will as soon as I can, probably next week's show. Here's a letter from Chuck in Missouri. Dear Brother Eddie, hello, how are you doing today? I pray all is well with you and yours. I've been listening to your radio broadcast. There are some trying times we are in. And he's right there. It looks like God is about to take us through our wilderness experience to test the heart of his people. The battle for truth in good and evil is raging. Spiritual warfare is in earnest. Thank you for your prayers to start the radio broadcast. Everything that can be shaken will be, and that is true and firm will remain. It's time to man up. God gave us the courage, boldness, and strength and wisdom to do our duty and show up. The battle is God's. He uses his people, that's for sure, his soldiers and his weapons of warfare. And he asked, I got to send him my email. He asked me for my email address, but the best way to get me, Chuck, is Eddie at BloodRiverRadio.com. It's on our website. Again, that's Eddie@BloodRiverRadio.com. That's the, and listen, also listen, this is what will make your, this guy sent a great donation. But get this, please pray for me. I'm in need of replacing my vehicle. Not my desired thing to do. But listen, the guy, his vehicle's broken down and he's sending us money. That's the kind of people listening to our show. God bless you, Chuck. God bless all of our supporters out there. And next week, I want to honor all of our supporters. Anyway, what do you think about that, Lee? What do you think about people like that taking their vehicle's broken down? They're still sending us money. That'll bring a tear to your eye, Lee. What do you think about that, fella?
Yeah, that's true grit, Eddie. You know, people sending in hard earned money, and the best way to defeat this is don't take the vaccines. I tell you that much. Don't take these experimental vaccines. That's how we win. Because there's probably China said they're going to taint our vaccines. I think they're already tainted, and they're going to hurt us. That we'll all be sick or disabled or dead from the vaccines, and that's how we can win in the long run. Because because that Chinese general said he was going to use vaccines to destroy and disable us. And there's Chinese agents in Pfizer and all of the big pharma companies, and Israel is working with China to develop genes, to develop vaccines that will change your group specific. That would be group specific. So that's what we've been up to. And so that's going to be terrible. I don't know if you still hear me, Eddie?
I hear you fine. You're coming through loud and clear, brother.
Sorry, I do. Anyway, that's what happened. Like I tried to tell my mother, don't take the vaccine, but she took it. And after five days, she collapsed in the bathroom, and we had to take her to the hospital, and there was nothing wrong with her brain or heart. And my mother asked the doctor, do you think it's a vaccine reaction? And the doctor said, oh, no, it's too late. After one day, it's not related to the vaccine, which is really stupid because my mother was hurting for 3 or 4 days before she had that episode like a stroke. And now we got to worry about the second dose that she's going to get. And I'm going to encourage her not to take that second dose of this evil stuff. You know, it's just so evil. And also in Germany, just announced anybody over 65 should not take the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. And they said that in England, too. But the authorities just didn't pay attention to it. And it's going to destroy everybody's immune system. We had what's that like guy said that he was working in a nursing home. Everybody was fine until they gave everybody vaccines, and 24 of the patients died, and I think another 150 got sick. So I sure wouldn't take it. My mother had what's that called? She had a pacemaker. Oh, boy, if she had the pacemaker, it's going to be, other people have ailments. She's 80, 87. And this like the vaccine holocaust for the old people. Hank Aaron mysteriously died, and it attacks the vaccine. It's a gene therapy. It's not a vaccine. And I think the lab rats are helping us. Are thanking us for taking their place so they can live longer. Yeah, I really
you
do.
Got that
really
right. Do. Well, Lee, we're getting ready to go to a break, but but I sent you a clip. It was talking about this man who worked for a nursing home. Lee and I were talking about it today. He said he'd been working for a nursing home for several years. And the people came in, the government came in, local health departments, and vaccinated all the people in the nursing home. And listen, In 10 days, within 10 days, 24 of those old people died. The man said that the previous year, they had not one person had died. Keep in mind, yes, it is a nursing home, and people are old, and people do die when they're old. But 24 in 10 days, let that sink in, within 10 days after they received this shot, and of course, it had nothing whatsoever to do with the shot. But Lee, before we go to our break, when we come back from break, Lee, we're going to play a clip, audio clip from Senator Rand Paul. But would you like to give a word or two? And we have a minute or so before we go to the break, I think. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just say don't take the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy that's experimental. You can read up on it. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to True News. Go to John Rappaport. This is really medical malpractice by the corrupt Big Pharma. Big Pharma and FDA, they're in it together. They have rotating boards. Their word's not worth spitting on. And we just, you know, got to get the word out somehow that we keep fighting peacefully and politically and wake up, people. I had about two people notice my bumper sticker today, and they gave me the thumbs up and said, refuse the vaccine.
That's great news. You're doing your part. And by the way, Lee donates too. Lee, we'll be right back, and we'll talk us maybe 1 minute or so. We'll get this. It's kind of a long clip in the second segment. It's one of the greatest speeches I've heard any senator give from Rand Paul. Be right back, people. We're going to play a clip when we come back from the break.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, thank you so much for holding on. Just in case you're tuning in, it is January the 20th, the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2021. I got to say it one more time. There's no name, the only name under the sun that can say that men can be saved is Jesus Christ Almighty. If you will believe in your heart and express with your lips that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, you shall be saved. That is scripture that's not open for debate. That's out of the good old King James Bible. And I got to repeat that. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you shall be saved. Let no man deceive you. And me and Lee were talking the first segment. As you've been listening, you know, I guess we're repeating ourselves. You can listen as well as we can. We talk about the vaccines. And we're going to talk some more about his mother and the vaccines. But we have this group of clip from Senator Rand Paul, and it sums up some of the things we've been talking about these evil Democrats, how violent they are, and how they accuse us of things they do. But Senator Rand Paul is so eloquent. We're going to play six and a half minutes of that speech. It's about 8 minutes long on the Senate floor. Go ahead and roll that clip, if you will, Sam.
This impeachment is nothing more than a partisan exercise designed to further divide the country. Democrats claim to want to unify the country, but impeaching a former president, a private citizen, is the antithesis of unity. Democrats brazenly appointing a pro-impeachment Democrat to preside over the trial is not fair or impartial and hardly encourages any kind of unity in our country. No, unity is the opposite of this travesty we are about to witness. If we are about to try to impeach a president, where is the Chief Justice? If the accused is no longer president, where is the constitutional power to impeach him? Private citizens don't get impeached. Impeachment is for removal from office, and the accused here has already left office. Hyperpartisan Democrats are about to drag our great country down into the gutter of rancor and vitriol, the likes of which has never been seen in our nation's history. Instead of doing the nation's work, with their new majorities in the House, the Senate, and the executive branch, Democrats are wasting the nation's time on a partisan vendetta against a man no longer in office. It's almost as if they have no ability to exist except in opposition to Donald Trump. Without him as their boogeyman, they might have to legislate and to actually convince Americans that their policy prescriptions are the right ones. Democrats are about to do something no self-respecting senator has ever stooped to. Democrats are insisting the election is actually not over, and so they insist on regurgitating the bitterness of the election. This acrimony they are about to unleash has never before been tried. Why? Because calmer heads have typically prevailed in our history and allowed public opinion to cast blame where blame is deserved. This sham of an impeachment will ostensibly ask whether the president incited the reprehensible behavior and violence of January 6th, when he said, "I know everyone here will soon march to the Capitol to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard." Peacefully and patriotically, hardly words of violence. But what of Democrat words? What of Democrat incitement to violence? No Democrat will honestly ask whether Bernie Sanders incited the shooter that nearly killed Steve Scalise and volunteer coach. The shooter nearly pulled off a massacre. I was there, because he fervently believed the false and inflammatory rhetoric spewed by Bernie and other Democrats, such as the Republican health care plan for the uninsured is that you die. As this avowed Bernie supporter shot Steve Scalise, nearly killing him, and shot one of our coaches and two or three of our staff, he screamed, "This is for health care." Ask me or anyone if that's incitement. No Democrat will ask whether Cory Booker incited violence when he called for his supporters to get up in their face of Congress people, a very visual and specific incitement. No Democrat will ask whether Maxine Waters incited violence when she literally told her supporters, and I quote, that if you see a member of the Trump administration at a restaurant, at a department store, at a gas station, or any place, you create a crowd and you push back on them. Is that not incitement? My wife and I were pushed and surrounded and screamed at by this same type of mob that Maxine likes to inspire. It's terrifying to have a swarm of people threatening to kill you, cursing at you, and literally holding you hostage until police come to your rescue. That night, we were assaulted by the crowd. I wasn't sure if we'd survive even with the police protection. But no Democrat has ever considered impeaching Maxine for her violent rhetoric. In fact, Republicans, to our credit, have never once thought it legitimate to formally censor or impeach these Democrats. No Republican has sought to use the government to hold these Democrats responsible for Antifa and Black Lives Matter violence that has consumed our cities all summer, resulting in over $1 billion of destruction, looting, and property damage. Not one Republican said, oh, let's impeach the Democrats who are inciting this, because it would be ridiculous. Many on the Democrat side of the aisle cheered them on. Kamala Harris famously offered to pay the bill for those who were arrested. I wonder if she'll be brought up on charges of inciting violence for that now that she's vice president. Should Kamala Harris be impeached for offering to pay for violent people to get out of jail who've been burning our cities down? No, and no Republican has offered that, because we're not going down the road that Democrats have decided, this low road of impeaching people for political speech. Should Republicans impeach the Democrat mayor of Seattle, who incited and condoned violence by calling the armed takeover of part of her city a summer of love? Any Republicans try to impeach her? On June 8th, the New York Post, citing U.S. Justice Department statistics, reported that more than 700 law enforcement officers were injured during the Antifa Black Lives Matter riots. There were at least 19 murders, including 77-year-old retired police officer David Dorn. Yet Democrats insist on applying a test of incitement to a Republican that they refuse to apply to themselves. I want the Democrats to raise their hands if they have ever given a speech that says, take back, fight for your country. Who hasn't used the words fight figuratively? And are we going to put every politician in jail? Are we going to impeach every politician who has used the words fight figuratively in a speech? Shame. Shame on these angry, unhinged partisans who are putting forth this sham impeachment, deranged by their hatred of the former president. Shame on those who seek blame and revenge and who choose to pervert a constitutional process while doing so. I want this body on record, every last person here. Is this how you think politics should be? Look, we've now got crazy partisans on the other side of the aisle trying to censor and remove two of the Republican senators for their political position. Now look, I disagreed. I don't think Congress should overturn the Electoral College. But impeaching or censoring or expelling a member of Congress you disagree with? Is the truth so narrow that only you know the truth? We now have the media on your side saying there is only one set of facts, one set of truth, and you can only interpret it this way. Now we have seven senators on the other side trying to expel, censor, or impugn two senators on this side. And I defend them, not because I defend their position. I disagreed with their position. But you can't impeach, censor, expel people you disagree with. What's this coming to? In a few minutes, I will insist on a vote to affirm that this proceeding we are about to enter is unconstitutional, that impeachment of a private citizen is illegal and essentially a bill of attainder, and that no sense of fairness or due process would allow the judge in the proceeding to be a partisan Democrat already on favor of the impeachment. A sham, this is. A travesty. A dark blot on the history of our country. I urge my colleagues to reconsider this kangaroo court and move forward to debate the great issues of our day.
Well, people, we got to go to a quick break. I guess we got the meat of that speech. And it's the longest speech we've ever played. When we come back, I'll let you know why we played it, although it's probably obvious to you. Be right back, people, and we'll start our next segment.
Liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is touting the success of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine in a new interview with the New York Press Club. He said that the new vaccine is great for a number of reasons.
From a practical standpoint, from what you want to do to keep people out of the hospital, this is value added. Number one, it's a single dose, much more convenient. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain. You can just keep it in a refrigerator. It's relatively cheap, and the company can make billions of doses. So it will have value.
Forecasters say it's possible a major snowstorm could be striking the mid-Atlantic and Northeast. They say blizzard conditions and gusty winds could cause power outages as the week begins. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature.
I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Two members of the Proud Boys and two Pennsylvania women have been indicted on charges tied to the deadly attack at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The Department of Justice announced the charges against Dominic Pezzola and William Pepe. Pezzola has been seen in a viral video smashing a window at the Capitol, according to the indictment. Don Bancroft, who was arrested, posted a video saying, "We were looking for Nancy to shoot her in the friggin' brain, but we didn't find her." Republican support for a conviction of former President Trump at his upcoming impeachment trial could be fading. But Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin says the chamber has a responsibility to fulfill.
After that January 6th insurrection against our nation, Democrats and Republicans were committed to hold everyone responsible that had anything to do with that insurrection, whether it was the President of the United States or those who marched in to the Capitol.
Opening arguments in the impeachment trial are scheduled for the second week of February. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, people, we're right back. We're getting ready to start our third segment. I'm really hope you enjoyed the speech. We had one guy to, you know what? I guess someone's not going to be able to hear somewhere. There's so many different ways that people can hear, and I guess that you know, it's not perfect. But I think I've just asked a couple of people. They said they heard it okay. But we have one fellow, you know, Rich. I had a hard time hearing the speech. But what it was, we played. That's probably the longest clip we've had. And I'm kind of falling in love with these clips, some of these clips, because they say so much in such a small amount of time, more eloquent than I can in some cases. And after all, Rand Paul is a sitting United States senator. We have some people have told me, I didn't know, but he voted for the certification of Biden, and I think that was I totally agree with the fellow who texted me and said that the guy, you know, that he said talk is cheap, that he said he's met Rand Paul, he said that his character is pretty low, you know, I have never met him, so I can't vouch, but I'm just repeating what I've heard. But you know what, I do disagree with Rand Paul. You do interfere. The Electoral College, if they're going to install some criminal, you know, to hell with them. Just because they are the Electoral College, if you know, and we all know, the election was stolen, that we know we had mountains of evidence out there to prove the election was stolen. We had Sidney Powell out there, a great attorney. We had Lynn Wood, We had other super fine attorneys that had mountains of evidence, and the stinking courts would not even look at the evidence. And I hate to go over this because we've gone over all this before. And really and truly, if you want to know the truth, it doesn't do any good to rehash all this, because what we have to do now is like we did in the first hour. We have to get solutions. How do we attack? How do we attack this Luciferian communist Bolshevik takeover that we have of our government? We're under communism. Like Dr. Hill said, they're not on the porch. They're in the house. But the reason I wanted to do that is it built on on the clips we played, I believe, last week. We played a clip from Kamala Harris. We played a clip from a few other of these stinking Democrats urging violence. We played a clip from a sitting United States senator, urging. He was the guy that was attacking the Supreme Court. I can't remember his name right now because when I get kind of excited sometimes, I don't have that great a memory. But a sitting United States senator threatened two congressmen two of United States Supreme Court justices. He threatened them if they tried to stymie legislation LGBTY legislation, pro-women's rights legislation. He said, if you sow the wind, it was Chuck Schumer. He said, if you sow the wind, you'll reap the whirlwind. That's why we're just playing these clips, because that was a brilliant speech. It really was. He nailed it. He nailed the Democrats. Senator Rand Paul nailed each of these lying, stinking, hypocritical Democrats saying that President Trump incited a riot. He didn't. But even if he did, I maintain to you, where he screwed up, President Trump didn't do it. I think it was amazing. I think he should have come in there. Here's what he should have done. If he had any cojones, he should have said, people, the election was stolen. They've been fighting me since day one in my office. Actually, before I even took office of president, they've been fighting me in every way. They violated every law that could be violated. They have spit on the Constitution of the United States. They spit on states' rights. He said, they've stolen the election. The courts are rigged. He said, I'm going to call my people out. Call it the Insurrection Act. Call it whatever you want. But I'm going to ask the state militias, the people, the constitutional sheriffs, the constitutional militias, step forth, and we're going to retake this government. And you know what? If you have to go to, I mean, what is so holy about the Capitol building? That place is nothing but a den of vipers, Lee. That place is nothing. They have a bunch of pedophiles, drug dealing Satan worshipers up there, at least a third of them. What in the hell is so holy about that? We the people pay for the thing. If that's what it takes, you know what? When you're being taken over by a bunch of communist dictators, I mean, everything is fair in Lubbock and Wall. Go ahead, Lee.
Well, I'm just saying, Joe, China Joe is a Chinese puppet. We might as well have that ping pong guy as our president. We might as well have the Chinese president now, because he's a puppet for the Chinese. Don't trust me and Eddie. Do your own research. Go to Mike Adams' site of Brighteon. Mike Adams, but he had a Chinese agent guiding him around the White House. This would be so funny if it wasn't so tragic, Eddie.
Lee, you know what?
Yeah,
you're right. It goes all the way back for years and years and years. You know what? Slick Willie Clinton. I mean, he sold.
Yeah.
All, you know what? I was talking to Lee about this today or yesterday. The Chinese couldn't even get a damn bottle rocket. They could fire bottle rockets. That was about it. I mean, they were so primitive. They were basically living in the damn Stone Age until around the turn of the century when the British went in there and got them hooked on all that opium. That's about all they were. Yeah. They're good people if you want to say good people, but they're not our people. They don't think like we do. They're not Christians. They have no concept of the Christian God that we talk about. Most of those Chinese have no concept of a democratic representative republic. They're just slaves. They're thousands of years of slavery they've grown up in. You're absolutely right there about these Chinese. You know, in Slick Willie Clinton, he brought them into the friggin' White House. I'm old enough to remember all this. He was the guy was actually selling you know, renting out the Lincoln bedrooms in the White House. He had this, I bet it's that same Chinese general, Lee, but he had a Chinese general in there, 3-4-star general, head honcho of the communist, of the PLA in Russia. And Slick Willie Clinton, guess what? He was a playing the ring around the rosy with the general. The general, this Chinese general, had his daughter. She was a major or a lieutenant colonel in the Chinese intelligence agency. He was doing the bodeo with her. I mean, my God, that started under Clinton and is continuing on with we all know what Biden did with his Hunter Biden. They're so corrupt. They're so bought. You're right, Lee. And the reason we're naming this, we're not just bellyaching without solutions, but we're letting, and Lee's brought up, you brought up a great point, Lee. I mean, we have been sold out by the Chinese. You know, the Chinese have our people. But here's the thing, and we said this on the other shows, the Chinese couldn't have got one foot in our government had it not been for the Jews, because they control the media 100%. They control the news. You name the news agency. They look at this. The Chinese, excuse me, the Jewish people, the Jews, they even control the NSA. Every communique that comes in and out of the NSA, these Jews get control of it. They get to see it. They censor it. But anyway, I'm getting kind of long there, and something weird happened to my laptop, Lee, so I hope I'm going out. But go ahead, Lee. Back to you, fella.
Well, I'm just saying, don't believe us. Check Adam Green. He does research into the Jewish elite Zionist. His name is Adam Green. He has a good show. Maybe we'll try to get him on this thing, because he exposes, you know, the Israel Trojan horse, you know, the vaccine Trojan horse, the Israel Trojan horse, the political Trojan horse. You know, it's just terrible that this is happening, but we must persevere. We got to have paper ballots if we're going to ever have another election. And we got to be prepared for false flags, Eddie.
Yes, you know what? And like Rich Tubnin, he's absolutely right. We talked about it in the past, but he's absolutely right. It started even before Slick Willie. You know, we had Nixon. I remember, I think it was right before I got drafted, it was right around that time frame. I think I was already been drafted. But Nixon and Kissinger, they went to Red China. It was red, you know, straight up red. They went over there and opened up. Nixon and Kissinger, they greased the pads. Grease the skids. They got Red China in as the most in the under what they call the most favored nation trading status. In our country, our good Jewish brothers, they went in over there, and they're the ones that have transferred most of our industry to China. And all of us people, like including yours truly, every time you go into Walmart or China Mart, you go into Sam's, China Mart, and purchase the cheap Chinese goods. That's what's happened. We have our dollars have gone to build up this red China, build up their military. But you know what? We couldn't have done it without our backstabbing Congress. And listen, we got to go to a break, people. We'll be right back. Be right back, people.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people." Unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Back, me and Lee were talking about how the Chinese have gotten infiltrated in our government, and I think you know what I think Rich is right, and I apologize for Janice if I haven't been mentioning Janice a lot. Janice and Rich are a team, and I guess when I say Janice, I mean Rich. If I say Rich, I mean Janice. But anyway, they've been sending some great stuff in to me, texting to me. And it was, they said it was around 70 to 71, 72, 71 to 73. Yeah, I was getting ready to come home by then. But anyway, it was the Kissinger, Rockefeller, Rothschild. Kissinger and Rockefeller were both Rothschild agents, they said. But needless to say, actually, even before that, I mean, if you really want to know the technical truth, as soon as Christopher Columbus stepped foot on this continent, my son-in-law told me some years ago, the devil was here waiting. The devil reached out his hands and helped him off the boat. That's pretty well true. But you know, probably around about 1900, at the end of probably after Andrew Carnegie had sold all his stuff, you know, his Carnegie Steel, you know, and it's up until you know, when they took the Federal Reserve, when they got the Federal Reserve Act passed in 1913, and it really started big time probably in the 60s and 70s when our politicians, along with the international Jews, started shipping our factories, our industry, over to India, to China, to Brazil, and that's what they've done. Our country has been deindustrialized, and you know it's all been all on the plane. I bet Lee knows more about it than I do, because you know if you read this magazine, I think the name of it is called Foreign Affairs magazine. It comes out through the on the Council on Foreign Relations. It's the NGO. The Council on Foreign Relations is the NGO. And if you look in our government, in the Congress, the Supreme Court, if you look in the media, news media, these big magazines, if you look anywhere, you'll see a lot of members from the Council on Foreign Relations are just infested in these places, especially in the State Department. And I hope I'm not going on too long a rabbit trail, Lee, but the Council on Foreign Relations has been they've been a mechanism for the globalists, people like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts, the Carnegies. They have been mechanism controlled by them to bring us into a one-world government. And Lee, I'm gonna make this real quick, and we'll go back to you. But what they want to do, the Council on Foreign Relations, they're also a mouthpiece for these people that we never hear of, the people in the Bilderbergers. What is that place they meet over in Switzerland every year? I can't remember the name of the place. They'll be meeting in January. But anyway, we're going into February almost. They think they've probably already met. Alex Jones used to go over there all the time. But anyway, what they've been planning for years and years and years, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but that in order to have a one-world government, they've had to destroy the United States of America as we've known it, as a democratic representative republic. And one of the ways they want to do that, Lee, there's many ways they've done it, socially, by bringing in all this degenerate filth into our school system. Davos, that's right. Hey, thank you, Rich. Davos, Switzerland is where those clowns meet every year. I think they've already met these billionaires, even trillionaires. I know Lee once told me that the Rothschilds even number their money in trillions. But I got to make this quick. They have taken for years and years and years. They've increased the taxes on our people here in the United States to try to have a business, to try to have industry. For instance, we used to manufacture all of our own shoes. We had shoe factories right here in the United States up in Lexington, Tennessee, where I used to deer hunt. The East Coast, they used to call it Tobacco Road. They used to call it, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. It was like that was that's where they manufactured most of our material, our cotton plants, of our clothing plants here in the United States. None of that is here in the United States anymore. They've all been shipped over to China. But anyway, and they're just about done. Anyway, I'm rattling on too long. Lee, I'm going to go back to you, brother.
Okay, well, in case y'all didn't know, the globalists put Mao Zedong in. Because we pretended to support the nationalists, but we put Mao in because everybody thought they could control Mao. So that was we double crossed the nationalist Chinese, and we put Mao in, and also we had problem with the Jewish. We had the problem with the Jewish people till. President Taft, hold on, Ed, you better take it. Let me get the phone off here.
Oh, okay, fella. I was listening to what's his name? The Reverend.
It's over. Somebody got it. I'm sorry about that. Somebody got it. Yeah.
Don't ever let that happen again, Lee. We're going to cut your pay.
Okay, I think it was a communist Chinese building.
We're going to cut your pay in that. But hey, Rich made a great point. Mao was educated in the West as was Ho Chi Minh. Ho Chi Minh educated. I mean, my God. I mean, the guys that we fought for in Vietnam, that fought against in Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh. I mean, it's beyond Alice in Wonderland. Also, Lee, Janice, she brought out a good point. That the banksters have always done the same thing. The banks really control everything. Henry Ford, in his great volumes. I wish I had time to read more, but I've got a couple of his volumes. Henry Ford bought this. What was the Dearborn newspaper, the biggest newspaper there in Dearborn, Michigan. He bought it up. I wish I had one of my volumes with me, but it was called. The name of the volumes was the International Jew, and he said it doesn't matter how big you are, you can be. Henry Ford, I mean, who was bigger than Henry Ford from 1920s and 30s and 40s as far as automobiles and trucks? Who was bigger than Carnegie Steel? But you know what? If you control the issuance of currency and you control the interest rates on the issuance of currency, then you got everybody else about the gonads. It's the bank. There I go again on my little diatribe. Lee, I'm back to you now, Lee.
But what? Like you're saying, Taft had the Jewish elite were trying to take over America with Howard Taft. There's a book called If Americans Only Knew. And also there's a book, My Exploited Father-in-Law by FDR's son-in-law. Everybody should get it and read it. because he was a puppet too. FDR was.
And so we talked about that.
Teddy Roosevelt.
You're right. You know,
go ahead, Eddie. Yeah.
You talked about that the other day. Yeah, Howard Taft, President Taft, going all the way back to Taft, he complained about the Jewish bankers. You know.
Yeah.
You know what? There's just so much information. And, you know, Rich too texted one fact I have forgotten, but it's so true. Henry Ford built truck plants in the Stalinist Russia in the 20s and 30s. Not only to build that, Rich didn't text this in, but you know what? The largest truck factory in the entire world was built in the Soviet Union in the 20s and 30s over there. I don't remember the name of the river. It would be the Danube. I think the Danube runs through all through Germany, Poland, all through there. But anyway, the largest truck plant in the world was built over there. So I guess, you know, Henry Ford really he wasn't an angel either. You know, he should have never had his tail over there. But as you well know, Lee, in every single war we've been in, our United States government always sides with the communists. We sided with the communists in 1917, 1918, and we sided with the communists in World War II, 1939, 40, 41, 45, when we fought against Germany with the Soviet Union. God, Lee, we could go on about this. We could talk about this for 12 hours straight. Back to you, Lee.
Well, I'm just saying, in case y'all didn't know, in the late 30s, I think, or 40, Henry Ford, somebody tried to run him off the road, so he shut up talking about the Jewish elite. That taught him to shut up, you know, because they tried to kill him. And but it's just, you know, with China, and China wants to depopulate the United States. They don't want to colonize us. They want to kill everybody, according to this general. Eddie, that's right.
I meant to tell. You know, we brought that up of last week's show, way before last, when we had Gene and the general on. Gene couldn't come on tonight, but we had Dr. Michael Hill starting our first hour, our first installment of the series of solutions. How we're going to reverse all this stuff, and Gene stands corrected this time. I said, you know, that the Chinese wanted to come in and to conquer our country. They said, well, they really doesn't have to because they've already deindustrialized us and made us leak. But yes, they do. You're right. You're right, Lee. This general put the speech out in the 1960s, and he said that they wanted to kill everybody. They wanted to kill all of us white people. They hate white people. Like, you know, we're the most hated race in the world. They want to kill us, exterminate us off the North American continent because they want this land. There's too many Chinese. They want to put Chinese in. They're already, you know, colonized in Africa. They want to come in here and colonize Canada and the United States of America and all this land right here because it looks like they could just quit breeding for a while. And so they have so damn many people. Well, why don't they just quit breeding for a while? And you won't need to colonize the whole world. Back to you, Lee.
We're about to run out of time.
Come on, take us out, Lee. Go ahead. No, you go ahead. No, we got a few more minutes.
Okay, they're trying to get Russia in on it too. Russia would take over Canada, and China would take over. You know, us. And Joe Skousen said China and Russia would give us a sneak attack. And we got to look at Joe Skousen's site too. He has a lot of insight into the future. And they were saying when they talk about attacking Taiwan, they're really talking about nuking or getting us all sick. They're about the United States. They're nuking us or getting us sick. And also, this vaccine is a bioweapon done by China. Nobody tells you this. This is a bioweapon.
You know what? They did the same thing, like Jenny said. They did this. The Jews and bankers did the same thing to the Russians and the Soviet Union from 1917, 1930. She's absolutely right. Anyway, folks, we've run completely out of time again. Please tune in same time next week. You know what? Next Saturday will be the 6th of February, which is normally the first Saturday, normally League of the South. But we're going to have our second installment on how do you survive in a communist tyrannical state that is here, that we're living under right here in the United States of America. Thank you so much, Sam. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, dear audience. We'll see you same time, same place next week, God willing. Good night.